So we started talking about Birkat HaLevana. So HaLevana mitchadeshet b'chol chodesh v'chodesh. We know there is a renewal of the moon. So it's right. The Jewish nation was compared to the Levana. We always believe in renewal. The same thing. It's also akinetic. To why you write the date. The date is lunar months. So we have to realize that, in Shalom Bayit also, you have sometimes the moon is full, sometimes it diminishes, sometimes disappears, but then it's going to reappear, comes back. Anyway, so en mevarchin ala levana ela kishei zurachat v'nehenim me'ora. We cannot make the birkat levana unless the moon is shining and we enjoy the light. If there is thick clouds covering it, and we don't have really any hana'ah, we cannot make the bracha. So this zurachat, it's what the Ashkenazim call asheine levune. Asheine levune means a beautiful moon. Now, im berech halavana b'tocha bracha kisu ota ananim. If when you make the bracha, right, the Levana, the moon was really clear, beautiful. And then afterwards, a lot of times you have like clouds, coming. So it's not a problem. As soon as when he said the bracha, right, the Levana was clear, then it's okay. Yamshich et ha-bracha. V'im kodem ha-bracha, ro'eh sh'ha'ananim itkarvet. If the bracha, before he says the bracha, he says, look, clouds are going to be coming. As soon as I say Baruch Atam, they're going to be covered. Obviously, he has to wait. And if it's tzaddik, he could blow on the ananim and they're going to go away. Now, a lot of times you have anan dag. You have a light layer of cloud. Im yesh masach anan dag v'galush v'nehni me'ora. If it's really very thin, the clouds, and you really enjoy the levana, it looks beautiful. So you cholim lebarach meigar adin, you could make the bracha. Ela sheyesh mitchastim. Some people that they are very makpid, shuru lebarach. They want just levana, mechan mazal shulam clear vashe. Shuru lebarach at shetiyeh halevana negiya legamre mikol anan. But if a person has to see, the time is running out, if timing is running out, and there are no prospects of getting a clear levana, if it's a thin cloud that you do have hana'ah from the light, he should say the bracha. So now, tzibur ha-mevarchim, there is such a thing, let's say, idei chova al tnai, conditionally. He's saying, tzibur ha-mevarchim ala levana. When there is, I need, the majority look at this, it's good enough for me. And they want to say, and one over there is makfid, shulol levarach, no, one says, I don't want to make it, this is not good enough for me. So, but he doesn't know whether the coming nights he's going to have a clear levana or not, so he could hear the bracha from somebody else that making the bracha and make it tonight. Make it tonight, make a condition. If, right, I'll get a better, levana, so I'm going to make the bracha myself. If not, I want to be yotzeh with this person that is just saying the bracha with the anan kalush, with the thin levana. Obviously, yeah. No. You have to be there. You have to be there that this person is making the bracha, and you make a condition, right? Now, chidush, what? It's what? If you cannot, yes. If it's a thick cloud, it's bracha levatala. But if it's a thin levana, and as we said, like if you really enjoy it, happens a lot. It's really, there's a thick, thin levana, but it looks beautiful. So you could say Baruch HaLachatchila. Now here comes the chidush. Listen to this. Hayu yamim me'unanim. It has been cloudy days, winter time. And then it's the last chance to say the Birkat HaLevana. U'pit'om, b'toch Kiryat Shema u'Birchotea. They say Kiryat Shema and Birchot. Right, of Kiryat Shema Arvit. Zarcha Levana. Okay, maybe you're camping somewhere, who knows? Right, Yosemite, I don't know. And in a pit on betoch Kiryat Shema Birchotea, Zarcha Levana. All of a sudden, in the middle of Birkot Kiryat Shema, there is a good Levana. So what do you do? So now, if he doesn't make a bracha now, it's going to get covered. It's cloudy. He just found it, there was a window. There was a window. You see the Levana in the middle of Kiryat Shema, or Brachot of Kiryat Shema. So he says, Al ken yesayimu et ha-bracha, ha-ma'ariv ha-ravim, let's say, and people should go out, because you cannot say it from the shul. Because you're sitting in the shul, and you see from the window, oh, there is a window in the clouds. So then, he says, well, they should finish the bracha, or the perek Kiryat Shema, uvisharecha, let's say, or l'man, you know, till vayomer, and then yetzu levarech birkat ha-levana miyad. So they could stop in the middle of tefillah and go and make, because it's mitzvah overet, right? They could go and make the bracha miyad. Ulam. Im ha'ananim semuchim v'yesh chashash. But you know, again, if there is a chashash that, you know, by the time you go out, again, there is, it's going to become cloudy, obviously, right? They're not going to do that. Right, because you cannot stop the bracha in the middle. Right, so the whole thing is, this is similar, kedin shomeya ra'amim be'emsa birkot Kiryat Shema. Similar to this, if a person in LA, it's unlikely this to happen. If you're in middle of, you're dying, davening Arvit. Middle of Arvit, middle of Birkot Kiryat Shema, there is ra'amim u'beragim. Cheers. Ra'amim u'beragim. Thunderstorms. There's the bracha. Kedin shomea ra'amim be'emtza birkot Kiryat Shema shemafsiq u'mevarech. Why? Because that you have to make the bracha right away. Kim lo yevarech ata ya'avor zman ha'bracha. This is all from Chazon Ovadia. U'pashut shebo'ofen ze yomru et ha'bracha bilvad. Obviously, in such a case, you're not going to say, oh, Lam Natseach, no, I'm Neshem Yichud, no. Just the main part of Birkat HaLevana is just a bracha, obviously, right? So, Pashut, Shebo'ofen Zeh Yomrot HaBracha, Bilvad, Lelo She'ar HaNusach. And then, V'tov She'yashlimu HaKol Acharei HaTfila. This is quoted from Sefer Ateret Paz. Ateret Paz, I think it's Rabbi Zabichi. That he has come here a few times. Oh, so we talk to mitzvah? No, you could say. Middle of, right, no?
No.
No, this is not clicking, no. You have the heter. Chob, tikanta Shabbat, ratzita gorbenoteha, we say on Musaf Shal Shabbat. And we ask a question. How come just gorbenot of tikanta Shabbat, only gorbenot of Shabbat are accepted? Tikkun the Shabbat, Ratzita Gorbanoteha. What about the Gorbanot of Rosh Chodesh, Shaar Moadim, or even during the Chol, they are not accepted? Tikkun the Shabbat, Ratzita Gorbanoteha? Good question. So we said already, the Bet Yosef says, B'Shem Shmuel Aleket, because Kol HaMoadim Kulam V'chen B'Rosh Chodesh Mevi'im, right, you don't bring just Gorban Ola, you bring other korbanot, chatat, what's for kapara. And obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would rather that we should not do chataim and not bring korban chatat, or asham, etc., etc. Shabbat, you only bring korban ola. And korban ola is not an chet. Right? So therefore, right, so when we say, tikanta Shabbat, resta korbanoteha, because on Shabbat you only bring korban ola bilvad, which does not come for kapara, elal ratzon. So therefore, Shayach Lomar, Tikanda Shabbat, Ratzita Korbanotela. This I think so we said before. So let me give you another pshat, beautiful, from Da'at Zeganim Ba'alei Tosafot. The same question. He says, we know, Kol Korban, Chayav She'avor Alav Shabbat B'yom Shenolad. Every, you cannot bring a korban, an animal, unless it's 8 days past its birth. Always a Shabbat has to pass. Apparently, when the Shabbat goes on the animal, also it affects it, makes it more perfect. Shekol korban chayav she'avor alav Shabbat miyom shenolad. It says, miyom ha'shmini v'hala yiratzeh l'korban yishir Hashem. So when you have 8 days, so for sure you have a Shabbat. V'hatam lecha b'shul Shabbat yish kedusha miyuchedet. Shabbat has a special kedusha even on animals. G'sha korban overet yom ha'shabbat k'shu chay, when it's right, mekabel et otah kedusha Shabbat. Then merutze lekorban. Then this animal that passed alav Shabbat, it's accepted beautifully. That's why it says tikanta Shabbat ratzita korbanotecha nimtza. So according to this, this is what that zganim says. Shugam korbanot shel moadim rosh chodesh einam leratzon ela lidei Shabbat. They are also accepted, but because of Shabbat, right? All the korbanot are accepted. Where it's Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, Chol, because of Shabbat, because, right, you have to wait 8 days for the animal. Beautiful. So that, you know, this explains Tikanta Shabbat, Ratzita Korbanotecha. Have a great day. Baruchim Tiyur.